was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
First heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I woke up on the cement floor this morning. My head felt like somebody been a walking on it. I don't know how I got here, I don't remember nothing at all.
Sense of possibilities each and every day.
I heard a calling that was right for me.
I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me the way. Please show me. The sun rose high and burnt the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberties. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't treat me this way.
I'd rather.
killed my brothers, they lay dead by me. Hit them hard, we made them pay that day. We hung the traitors from the highest tree. Lost a lot, our pain was heavy. We sacrificed for God and country.
No more killing.
Still held the ground that was in front of me. This was the price to pay for liberty. Still you hear me say, I'd rather die.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Take No Prisoners, finally, at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. My apologies for the first 20 minutes of technical glitches. Our producer, John, is gone, and we have a new producer, and we'll just have to get over the rough spots a little bit, and I'm sure we will. That music in the background means we're at a break, folks. I think Dr. Murphy's coming to you today, and that's Murphy's Law. So stick with me. We're going to get to the phones immediately after the station break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Friends, we're not going to waste any time. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy, and thank you for joining me. My apologies, we had 20 minutes of dead air, sort of a broadcaster's nightmare. That's like a doctor in the 1600s encountering a patient who has the plague. Actually, that's like a doctor in the 21st century encountering a patient who has the plague. Anyway, before we get to the phone banks, let me just mention a couple of things here. I received an email about Sherry Jackson being convicted. I'm sure everybody's heard about that, the former IRS agent. And let me ask you folks, what hardworking member of the jury will not buy the argument that that nasty tax protester who is sitting at that table and won't even look you directly in the eye is trying to dodge paying the taxes that you hardworking folks, that you folks who have paid your taxes for 40 years earning the right to sit here in judgment, have worked all your lives to pay? Who does he think he is? Folks, I'm asking you, and I'm asking Larry Becraft, who I've never met but is probably a very nice fellow, and I'm asking Oscar Stille, who I've spoken with on the phone. I'm sure you folks remember him from that victory a couple of years ago. What about the previous patriots who have gone to prison for going before a jury and having their attorney argue that his intention was to pay? He wasn't intending to pull a fast one on the United States. So what if he had 42 bills of exchange? He didn't intend them to be fraudulent instruments. So what if he failed to file tax returns for 10 years? He didn't intend to break the law. Wouldn't you rather be in a position of saying, excuse me, would you like to disprove the public record already established and certified by a public official that you stole $5 million of funds belonging to Treasury? Which position would you rather be in? So my heart goes out to Sherry Jackson, but I ask you, wouldn't you rather be arguing your jurisdiction by way of commerce? That said, let's go to the phone banks. We have Phil in Detroit. Phil, are you there? Phil in Detroit, can you hear me? All right, Doris in Virginia, can you hear me? Well, I'm going to presume, folks, that the Lord can hear me, so I'll have to address my comments in that direction and to the audience in general.
Hello, we're going to be.
Who's there?
This is Phil.
Phil.
How's it going?
Well, Phil, you don't know how good your voice sounds to me at this point in time. My apologies for the technical glitches, and thanks for staying on the phone line.
Yeah, I was hollering my name and just couldn't get in.
Well, there is no sweeter sound than the sound of one's own name. I'm sorry I had to holler it. So, Phil, if you have a question regarding today's topic, I'm intending to stay focused on the topic of using bankruptcy in cases that involve all sorts of collection actions, foreclosure, garnishment, collections, credit cards, you name it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in a foreclosure situation, and I was wondering, would it be easier for me to use the bankruptcy or to continue with my administrative process, which I've already perfected, meaning they've already confessed judgment, they've already dishonored on the three-day offer of immunity and on the bonded promissory note. So they've confessed judgment. They've admitted to holding all surety or liability in this case and become the successor surety.
All right. That's very good. It sounds like you've executed an appropriate administrative remedy, and now you have a notary certification that they have confessed to the value of the instrument, to withholding the instrument from the account, and pretty much they've confessed to being a bad boy. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And that, Have you gone beyond the notary certificate?
That's where I'm stuck at. I've got now this confession of
judgment. No, you're not stuck. You're not stuck only if you allow yourself to be stuck.
Okay.
You're at a point now where you have, and everybody mark my words, prima facie evidence. A notary certificate is given the weight of prima facie evidence. And if it's unsuccessful, it's only for one of two reasons, Phil. Number one, we didn't introduce it. Or number two, we were dealing with a rogue system which is operating in a way that is on one level permissible according to no law at all. So it says, well, we don't care about an affidavit. We don't care about a notary certificate. We'll ignore it all. So we have a couple of choices at this point, Phil. One, you could take that administrative process and you could introduce it into a court system in any one of a number of ways. Have they started a foreclosure action against you?
They've started a foreclosure. I'm in redemption, and I wanted to do exactly what you said. I wanted to be proactive, and I wanted to go file an action against them to dispel that this matter is not settled. I wanted to request a petition in nature of a motion for summary judgment against them.
Okay, and why haven't you done that?
And that's a good question.
All right, that's a good question, because if I asked that of 100 people, if there were 100 people waiting on the phone, probably everybody would have that same answer, Phil. We get stuck when we cross over from the private to the public. Now, that music means we're headed to a break. After the break, we're going to pick this up, Phil. We're going to explore at least three possibilities I see waiting for you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much...
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Sam Kennedy, coming to you live after a bit of a technical glitch, for which I apologize. Folks, before we get back to the phone, let me just clarify regarding the Sherry Jackson situation. I would never begrudge anyone whatever approach they think is appropriate, but the question that I posed, and I posed this in private to Oscar Stille as well during some of our conversations, was, is the concept that she or he did not intend to break the law really a credible defense? Or, my friends, is it, and this part I did not pose directly to Oscar, is it just another attorney gambit to keep you operating as if you are the compliant robot in the system? Easy question to answer, because we've got a history of those patriots who have gone down hard. Sherry is undoubtedly going to be doing hard time. I don't care if they go to appeal or whatever they try. She lost the trial during the administrative phase, anywhere prior to trial. We know that the trial is not the trial. The trial is the appeal. There's a presumption of guilt prior to ever going to that trial. So that said, let's get back to Phil from Detroit. Phil, you still with us?
Yes, I am, Dr. Sam.
Good. Well, look, Phil, there are so many ways that one can go, and the only thing we have to fear is obviously fear itself. To quote, undoubtedly, our favorite president, right, Phil?
That's correct. One of the reasons why I was in limbo is that I didn't know if I should file in federal court or in district court.
Yeah. That's a good question. First of all, let me read you something if I can find it here. Here it is. This is from 11 U.S.C. Section 704. Yes, my friends, Sam Kennedy reading from statutes. This is regarding a bankruptcy action, and it says, quote, the trustee shall collect and reduce to money the property of the estate for which such trustee serves. When a debtor in bankruptcy, when a debtor files an action and becomes a debtor in bankruptcy, the property purportedly belonging to that debtor is assigned to the trustee as a bankruptcy estate, of course, because it's bad enough being a dead corporate entity, legal fiction, debtor, but when one declares as a debtor in bankruptcy, you're lower than dead. You are the dead of the dead. There isn't even a name for it in the English language, other than perhaps you're a zombie. You're living dead. You're living the life of being dead. And therefore, you have an estate, and that is a bankruptcy estate, and the trustee becomes responsible for collecting on that property. So, Phil, that leads to a couple of questions. Do you operate within a group?
Yes, through HHS.
You have, so in that group, well, a group locally, for instance.
Yeah, we have a group of about seven of us.
Okay.
That
and in that group, are there other folks who are having similar controversies?
Yes.
All right. There are a lot of things one can do in these situations. My problem is that I see an abundance of choice, and so it can be confusing to have too many choices, can't it? When we have, you walk in the department store and it's wintertime and you haven't bought a coat in 10 years and you try this one on, you like that, you try the next one on, you like that, and you can't make up your mind. That's sometimes a harder choice than making the decision to actually take an action, to buy the coat. If I had a couple of friends who were in a situation like this, I might start out with a very quick lawsuit, suing friends suing friends. It's a wonderful thing, my friends. But friend B could sue friend A, and that can be done very quickly. It doesn't even have to be a lawsuit filed with a complaint and a summons. It could just be a confession of judgment, where your friend Phil signs an affidavit confessing judgment to you in a certain amount. Or you sign an affidavit of confession of judgment, confessing judgment to your friend. And your friend takes that affidavit of confession of judgment and attaches it to a judgment by confession and slides it under the nose of the clerk and says, we have agreement of the parties, I need you to sign off on that. There shouldn't even be a wait on a document like that. And now you'll have a court judgment against you. If you're in these foreclosure actions, you probably have a minus 700 FICO score at this point. So if there's no harm done, you could have that friend of yours could establish a legitimate security interest in your straw party. Could be a contract, could be a bill of sale, whatever it is, by agreement, attach that with the affidavit of confession to the judgment by confession, take it into the clerk, get the signature. In the meantime, you're perfecting a commercial lien, aren't you? Isn't that the process that's underway right now?
Perfecting a commercial lien against whom?
Perfecting a commercial lien against the party that stole your money.
Which
didn't
is the
you
bank.
You paid a bonded promissory note against
That's
the bank,
correct.
Didn't you?
That's correct.
Yes, and you have a notary certificate.
Correct.
Wouldn't take much to issue a notice of fault on that. Give them another 7 days and then a notice of default, 3 days, and perfect out a commercial lien. Maybe the notary certificate truly is the affidavit of obligation or the materials that are attached to it, certified as such. And now your friend declares bankruptcy, which is a very quick process. Have you ever declared bankruptcy?
No.
Very simple process. In fact, on the Collecting in Bankruptcy CD, we have all their bankruptcy forms laid out in order of usage. Let me call that up a minute. My memory on it is a little weak, but I think you might find this of benefit. We'll pop it open. Court forms in order of use, folder 2. And the voluntary petition is then folder 1 within there. And it has form 1. Basically, one form and then some additional filings that you would attach to, and that's all laid out in order of usage. Basically, what you would be putting into the court, or your friend would be putting into the court, Phil, would be the form which is declaring bankruptcy, a couple of supportive forms like a financial statement. It's basically a financing statement, a statement of income and expenses, all of which they lay out for you. You can download at the site or and they have different names for those forms, or if you happen to have our CD on it, it's got those forms organized in order. And then there's Form 6, which is Form 6B, which has a number of schedules where you would list, or your friend declaring bankruptcy would list, the debtor's assets and the debtor's creditors. There would be secured creditors, priority creditors, and unsecured creditors. And what do you think the debtor's primary asset would be? The court judgment against you.
Court judgment.
A bona fide court judgment, Phil. Do you think the trustee has to enforce that?
Yeah.
So the debtor in bankruptcy, your friend, after a two-day process where he goes in and takes his papers to the clerk, gets it stamped and picks it up the next day, or calls up and says, I have a client with a confession of judgment, and I'd like to send this down to have it stamped. Can we get it back tomorrow? I'll bet you the clerk would accommodate. And the debtor in bankruptcy takes that judgment and attaches it to Schedule 6B, I believe it is. The Schedule B is the, as I recall, is the debtor's assets. And then lists other creditors on schedules, I believe they are D, E, and F, and possibly G. So your friend is sitting in bankruptcy court with a single asset, and that asset is his judgment against you. And now you have a group of six or seven people. In the same time that your friend B, was formulating with you a security interest, which took him all of an hour to draw up the papers and have you sign it and him sign it, he was also formulating a security interest against his straw party by friend C. So you got three people involved. And friend C is a friendly creditor. Wouldn't it be nice if that's also a notary? And so friend C is listed as a creditor. Or if friend B wanted to go the patriot route, the living party could be listed as a creditor. But that's a red flag to them, isn't it? So now, listed on Schedule 6D is a secured creditor. Your friend's friend, John, let's say. So your friend Barry has a court judgment against you listed at his primary asset, and you have a commercial lien against the bank as your primary asset. And now friend C, John, is listed as the principal creditor, the paramount creditor, on your friend's bankruptcy action, the debtor in bankruptcy's action. And that friend at the creditor's meeting, everybody looks completely legitimate, all listed as legal fictions, not as living men, no patriot mythology, no garbage. And friend C sits there as a creditor's meeting and tells the trustee, I want the property, and I have no objection to the bankruptcy plan. And what's the bankruptcy plan? It's simple. They allow for a three-year or a five-year plan. How about a one-day plan? Although it could be spread out over three years. The confession of judgment that you gave to your friend could be a three-year payout, couldn't it? So all the trustee has to do is go and collect on that court judgment. It's court judgment. How dare the trustee not collect on it? So the trustee has to collect on the court judgment. There's a friendly creditor sitting there saying, I need you to collect on it, and that friendly creditor files a Form B-10, a one-page form that'll take 10 minutes to fill out. Here's a copy of the security interest stapled to the Form B-10. I list it as a secured interest on the B-10, let's say any amount of $5 million, $10 million, whatever it is. Although, if it's a Chapter 13, you would keep the total secured security interest under $923,000, because that's the ceiling. So he says, here's a $900,000 security interest. I have stapled it to the Form B-10. And by the way, they have a statute, which I'll find after the break, that says that Form B-10 with the writing stapled to it is given the presumption of truth. That is a presumed liability, and the trustee has to collect it.
So you mean the trustee would have to liquidate the bank's assets, or the
trustee would have to liquidate the debtor's assets. And what's the debtor's asset? A court judgment. And what's the essence of the court judgment? Is a judgment against you. And what's your only asset?
A commercial
lien against the bank, which you willfully title over to the trustee. So now the trustee has to violate a court order to be able to not collect your commercial lien. How's that strike you?
So you get a $900,000 commercial lien against the bank. then file for bankruptcy, have a personal friend or...
Well, let me say this. No. The amount of your commercial lien against the bank is between you and the bank. That can be $10 million, $100 million, $250,000, whatever is the amount of their dishonor based upon your administrative remedy. That has nothing whatever to do with the bankruptcy court limits for bankruptcy creditors. So let me explain it again. This is just one way of dozens to do it. You have an administrative judgment perfected into a lien against the bank. You with me?
Yes, I do. Yes, sir.
Very good. You sign a confession of judgment that you will pay a friend of yours X amount of dollars, whatever that security interest is. Could be $10 million, $50 million, whatever, and you'll pay it over 3 years in installments. And, in fact, you collateralize that security interest with guess what? Take a guess.
The
commercial lien against the bank.
Commercial lien against the bank, yes.
So you've now given him a secured interest, haven't you?
Yes.
And what does he do? He goes to a court with that confession of judgment and the copy of the security interest in which you're saying you collateralize it. He doesn't even need the security interest, though. It could just be your affidavit of confession, unopposed, stipulated. And he takes that to any local court. Depends on the court in your state. Could be the Superior Court, the Supreme Court, whatever the court is of original jurisdiction. I use the words lightly, original jurisdiction. And he gets them to sign off on it. It could literally take a day. By the end of the week, you have your house in order. You are his debtor by virtue not just of a confession, but by virtue of a court judgment. Do you see how powerful that is?
Yes.
He then declares bankruptcy. And he conveys that court judgment to the trustee. And his creditors, which could be three or four of your friends in the group, all who have security interests that total collectively less than $923,000, sit down in a powwow, the so-called, the so-called 341 meeting, and they demand satisfaction on their lien. And it's up to the trustee to give it to them. Because when he declares bankruptcy, Phil...
He has an asset.
He will list them as secured creditors on, I believe it's Schedule 6D. Very simple. They literally just ask, list the assets, list the house, list the cars, list the personal property, list the miscellaneous assets. And lo and behold, under miscellaneous, he lists his court judgment. Excuse me, that would be on Schedule 6B. Now I see why people get confused. I'm going to clean that up when we come back after the break. Folks, we'll be away for 3 minutes. We'll come back and we'll tell you the difference between a Form 6B and a Form 6D so we don't confuse anybody.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
My friends, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. Thanks for joining us. Phil, I got off track there. I was doing so good, and then even I get confused by all those parties, but it's really a very simple operation. You perfect your commercial lien against the bank at the same time, and by the way, I'm not necessarily advocating this. This is one way that such a procedure can operate. It seems a little convoluted. It's actually very simple. You're in the process of perfecting a commercial lien anyway. That's what the administrative remedy is. Am I right? Phil, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. Make sure to speak close to the mic. So you're perfecting a commercial lien anyway, so at the same time, you give a security interest and a confession of judgment to a close friend. We're all clear on that. Now the close friend takes the confession of judgment, the affidavit of confession, in which you promise to pay him back over 3 years for whatever service he performed, and he takes that to the court, whatever the court of so-called original jurisdiction is for filing lawsuits in the state, and he gets them to sign off on the confession of judgment. Now he has a court judgment in hand. He declares, his straw party declares bankruptcy, and its primary asset is the court judgment in which you promise to pay them back in 3 years. Your primary asset is your commercial lien perfected against the bank in any amount you want, and the lawsuit is in any amount of a security interest that you and your friend developed in any amount you want. Those amounts are irrelevant to the bankruptcy.
Okay.
Your friend is in bankruptcy as a debtor in bankruptcy, and he has to specify his property on Form 6B. The property would be the court, the primary property would be the court judgment against you. He also has to specify the creditors. His creditors would be what I suggest are friendly creditors. For instance, for all of the research and development that someone in the study group has done over the years, that party takes back a security interest in your friend for all the help he's given him. All of those security interests in the debtor in bankruptcy have to max out at $923,000. Each of those parties will be sent a Form B-10 by the court. And that Form B-10 is given a presumption of being a bona fide debt if the debtor in bankruptcy does not object, and he won't object.
Okay.
He's going to welcome them as creditors. Now, the clerk is conveyed all of the debtor in bankruptcy's property, And on behalf of those creditors, could be one, two, or three creditors, your friend's creditors, whose total secured interest maxes out at $923,000, who are each listed on the debtor in bankruptcy's Form 6D, I believe it is, D as in David, not B, and each of whom have filed a Form B-10 with the trustee or with the court, on behalf of those creditors, the trustee must now collect on the bankruptcy plan, put the plan into effect, and monetize the debtor in bankruptcy's property estate. And we already established that that estate consists of the court judgment. Mm-hmm. So it's the trustee's job to collect on a court judgment, not just to collect on an administrative piece of paper. Whereas if you go into court and file an action against the bank, as much as all the evidence will be in your favor, you're relying upon a judge to do your bidding, not on a court judgment. Am I correct?
That's correct.
So do you think he'll try and sidestep?
Well, if it's unopposed, isn't he making himself...
It's not unopposed. The bank would be opposing it. We'll pick that up after we return, ladies and gentlemen. That music means we're at the end of the first hour. Take No Prisoners. And we're going to ask you to stay with us.